The meeting starts at 6 p.m. In work session, Snyderville commissioners will be briefed on the Silver Creek Village Center, located on the southeast corner at the intersection of Highway 40 and Interstate 80. The project got its approvals from the Snyderville Commission and County Council back in 2010 and 2011. Planner Jennifer Strader said the development agreement for Silver Creek will be coming up soon.
Since the time that the application received a positive recommendation from the Planning Commission, which I believe was in 2010, all of the commissioners today are new. And so with this type of application, the council designated the project as a specially planned area, and then the applicant prepares a development agreement that will be essentially the code for the project, so it will have all the specific requirements for their completion of the benefits, their design guidelines, what the process for approval will be for future developments within the development. Because the development agreement is going to be coming forward shortly, we thought it would be a good idea to give the Planning Commission a heads up.
The project on 244 acres has been approved for 1,200 residential units, including 960 market-rate units and 330 workforce unit equivalents. There's also 50,000 square feet of commercial intended as neighborhood commercial to serve the project. Strader said the project's gone through a lot of iterations since it was first proposed about 15 years ago.
Between 1998 and today, the project has evolved. It was vested to be processed under the 1998 Development Code and General Plan. And the general plan at that time specified this area where it's being proposed as a village center. So it's been through lots of different iterations.
The applicant is Liberty Capital Lending, which took over the project from original developer Bob Larson. The developers chose to process the project under the old specially planned area, or SPA code, where they earn density by providing benefits, and Strader detailed some of those.
They've got a number of things, but a couple of them, they've got some wetland rehabilitation and enhancements that they're proposing. They are donating a 76-acre parcel to Basin Recreation for a future community park. They have trails throughout the project. They are going to clean up the underpass from Highland Drive that goes under I-80. They will have community gathering areas. They've got community gardens. They're going to have some neighborhood parks and some small pocket parks located throughout the development. They will have LEED certified subdivisions.
A school site is also provided. The project area, by the way, is in the jurisdiction of the South Summit School District. Strader said although the development agreement has been drawn up, there are still some issues for the planning commissioners to decide.
One of the main things that needs to be talked about is the timing for completion of these benefits that they're proposing. The whole development agreement contains the design guidelines for the project. It will contain landscaping requirements, lighting requirements, signage requirements. I mean, this is essentially their code for the Silver Creek Village Center. So the density was approved previously, but now we have to really get into the meat of the development, and that's what the Planning Commission is going to be looking at and reviewing to find out how this is all going to work.
County Staff Planner Jennifer Strader. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.